This week, we've been looking at new laws in the new year. Physician-assisted suicide is now legal in Hawaii. Former felons can vote in Florida. In Ohio, kids will be required to learn cursive script by the end of fifth grade. They probably only know texting. And today, there is a new law in Vermont. It's called the Remote Worker Grant Program. But the headlines are screaming, Vermont will pay you $10,000 to move there. And my Vermont cousins have been screaming at me, tell people that's not exactly true. Let's do that. Joan Goldstein is Commissioner of the Vermont Department of Economic Development. She's been spearheading this program. Hi, Commissioner Goldstein.
Hello.
And the headlines are not true, are they? Tell us.
No, it's added to a significant amount of hype, but it is a grant program,
right.
So it's got some element of truth in there.
Yeah, well, and it is a great program. We spoke to you when your Governor Phil Scott signed this bill back in June. So tell us, what is the Remote Worker Grant Program? How does it work?
Great. So if you work remotely for an employer that's located outside of the state of Vermont, Vermont will help defray the expenses of relocating to the state, as well as any hardware and software expenses you need to do your job. Mm-hmm. And if you have interest in joining up with a co-working space, it would help defray the expense of rent.
So that's where the $10,000 comes in, $5,000 per year over 2 years to defray, as you say, those costs. And what's key is you cannot work for a company within the state.
Correct.
Yeah. What is it that you're trying to do?
Well, we want to ease the transition. When people think about relocating, there are so many elements to that, not just relocating their home, but also then having to find a job. So this idea would be that they could move to the state, but keep their current job. And the idea is that we need more people in the state. Some people, as a result of all of the press, are interested in working for an employer in the state. So it's got ancillary benefits as well as the intention of getting remote workers into the state.
And one of the reasons why we understand is that the median age in Vermont has risen by 10 years. It's 42.7. Over the country, it's 37.8. So your workforce is aging.
Yes, yeah. We are an older state for sure, and we just were looking at some of the in-state moving statistics, and it turns out the people who are moving to the state are older. And so we do want to attract, we want to attract all kinds. We're not necessarily thinking about just one type of age. I moved to the state when I was middle-aged, so we're definitely welcoming to all ages.
Well, and then you have people like my cousins who have mixed feelings about this. You know, everybody wants...
Interesting, yes.
Yeah, well, everybody wants there to be new revenue, new tax base, but Vermonters are very covetous of their space. You know, they don't want it to get too crowded there. But in the meantime, talk more about how this program works. We understand there's enough money in this first year for about 25 people if all those people need $10,000 over 2 years to relocate. If they don't, you'll take more people. Have you had applicants?
We already have applicants. I mean, it just went live January 1st. And yeah, there's been a tremendous activity already. The website has received about 10,000 hits.
Whoa.
Just on that page alone. So we do, and we're getting inquiries that are legitimate inquiries, not just, oh, pay me $10,000. So so we're quite enthused.
But how do you decide?
So basically, first come, first served. So as soon as somebody fills out a complete application, the application will require verification from the employer that this person is indeed an employee working remotely for them. They will need proof of residency in Vermont. So as soon as we get a fully complete application, we'll be able to issue a grant agreement.
Yeah. Look, who doesn't love Vermont? It's mm-hmm. such a beautiful green state, so we're sure you have applicants. But other rural states, Wyoming's one, the Dakotas, have tried strategies like these. There have been mixed results. You seem to be having a success. Are you all concerned about the other thinking that many Vermonters have? They want to keep it Vermont. And, you know, there's a derisive word about, I think, New Yorkers it is who come up to Vermont, the Flatlanders.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do people worry about that, losing that flavor of Vermont?
Well, I think I would hear that more several years ago than what I hear now. And that's because over the period of the last, you know, decade, population has been flat to decreasing. So I don't hear that fear of overpopulation as much as I hear the fear of, oh my goodness, you know, what if we don't get enough people to take the jobs that are available? What if we don't have enough students in our schools? So I think that has swung a bit. I mean, obviously, there are definitely people who don't want any change and don't really want to see crowds. You know, I myself, when I drive into Burlington, you know, sometimes there's a traffic jam and just like, whoa, you know, how could this be? But, you know, I think that the sentiment has swung where people are acknowledging that we need youth and we need more people.
Joan Goldstein, Commissioner of the Vermont Department of Economic Development, thank you.
Thank you.